Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 757. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about various different interruptions, hafsekos, things which come up between the hamoitzi. We've been moving down the line between the hamoitzi and taking the first bite, and we're basically in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. And as we've been saying, in general, many of these halachas actually apply to other brachas also, not just to the hamoitzi. But some of them do apply only to Hamoitzi because they only apply to Bayesuda and so on. Okay, so the next question I want to talk about, what about somebody forgot to say Kiddush, right? They made the Hamoitzi. It doesn't happen too much, but the next case, which we'll talk about, which is Havdalah, that could happen. A person comes home after Shul and people are cleaning up or whatever the case is, and they have a chance to make Havdalah yet, then they sit down to Malav Hamalka. The person makes washes, everything good, they make Hamoitzi, about to take a bite. Whoa, 1 second, I forgot to make Havdalah. So that could be. My Kiddush usually doesn't come up, but there is such a case brought down, interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, actually, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Hei, that if somebody forgot to make, somebody made a Hamoitzi, and they remembered they forgot to make Kiddush. Now, as we know, if you didn't make Kiddush, you can't eat, right? So what do? I made my Hamoitzi, I'm about to take a piece of challah, and I remembered I forgot to make Kiddush. What do I do? On one hand, I made already the Hamoitzi. Should I take a bite? On the other hand, I didn't make Kiddush. I'm not allowed to take a bite. So what do I do? So to read the Lashon from the Ramah, it's again in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph and El Chashavas in the Ramah, Sif Hei says, Odom Sheshochach LeKaddish, a person forgot to make Kiddush, whatever the reason was. Ad la'acha sheberech berechas hamoitzi, until after they made the hamoitzi, right? They made hamoitzi, they went to wash, moitzi lechem min aretz. They thought they made kiddush or whatever, and they, v'nizker koidim she'ochal, now they remembered before they took the bite, what do we do? So says the Ramah, interesting, yikaddish ala pas, make kiddush on the challah, on the bread. And then he continues on, he says, so make kiddush on the bread, v'acha kach yechal, and afterwards, eat. So what does this mean exactly? So the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say in Sifkat Nechav Gimel, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat Nechav Gimel, he says, Hainu koidim shetom perusas hamoitzi. Before, in other words, what's the problem? The person forgot to make Kiddush, right? And they washed. And so before they took the bite, Hainu koidim shetom perusas hamoitzi, before they took the bite, the la'achar shetom yikadesh, after they, the la'achar shetom yikadesh al hayayim. In other words, im yeshlai, again, del acha shetam yikadesh aleyayin im yeshlai. In other words, after the person took a bite, let's say they made a moitzi, and the person made a moitzi, and they took already the bite, so then we tell you, good, yikadesh aleyayin, make kiddush on wine, im yeshlai, if you have wine. Sometimes the person doesn't have wine, there's various different halachas in reference to making kiddush on the challah. So, but that's a separate issue. But assuming that a person has the wine, that's not the issue. So, and they already took the bite, and now they realize they made the moitzi, they took the bite, and they're like, 1 second, I forgot to make kiddush. Okay, so now very good. So now go make kiddush, and that's it. Go make kiddush on wine, as long as there's wine accessible to the person. So it's not a question of they, once they took the bite, because once they took the bite, you use the wine. Masha ein kein kuidim zet, sarach lekadesh ala pas. But before you took the bite, you can't eat officially, right? So Amashen can koydem zed tzarich lekadosh al apas. You make kiddush on the bread, on the challah. Afal pishi yesh la yayin, even though the person has wine accessible, because they never took the bite. They made the hamaitzi, they didn't take the bite yet. They didn't take the bite yet. The imloy kein yibar priagofen hefsek bein berachas hamaitzi lachila. Because in case not, the bar priagofen will be a hefsek between the hamaitzi and the eating. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah continues on. He says, "Miu tzarich lehavi lefan of oid lechem mishnah." Make sure you have lechem mishnah. Okay, that's a separate issue in reference to lechem mishnah. V'zeh lemikrei hefsek. So this would not be considered a hefsek. Why? So the punchline is right here: the hovi mitzarich suda, because of the fact that this whole thing is a tzarich for the suda. Again, like we've been talking about, a person makes an interruption if it's a tzarich for the suda, and this is a major tzarich for the suda because you can't eat without kiddush, right? So he says chadil el b'simin kuf samach zayin, which is our simin sivav. That's what we're talking about. It's a tzarich for the suda, therefore make kiddush on the pas. So he just says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Dalid, He continues on. So what is this? How do I make Kiddush? I should say Vayichulu, right? I should say the whole Vayichulu and everything. No, he says, Ratzalem Meshayyam Berchas Asher Kiddushanu. Just make the Asher Kiddushanu and so on, the bracha from Kiddush. And the Hamoitzi already made, right? You say Hamoitzi instead of on the wine. You don't say Baruch Pri Hagafen. There's no wine right now. You're making a Hamoitzi, right? Which you already made. You already made the Hamoitzi. That's the whole problem over here. That La'achaj Berch Berchas Hamoitzi. Said the Rama, after you made the Hamaitzi, you remembered that you didn't make Kiddush, and therefore you now have to make Kiddush. So the Hamaitzi already made, that's not the question. So you don't say Vayechulu, it says Mishbir, Ratzalem, Meshayyam, Berchas, Asher Kiddushanu. You just say the second part of Kiddush, Asher Kiddushanu, and so on. V'loy yomer at Vayechulu, Rak Besay Chasuda. But only do it in the middle of the Suda. In other words, the middle of the Suda, you could say Vayechulu, it's Psukim, and so on. So that's basically how it's done. Okay, so then the Ramah tells us Yekadosh al Pas, right? We make the Kiddush like we just said on the bread and on the challah v'ach kach yachal, and afterwards you would go ahead and eat the challah, and you don't have to make another hamotzi. That's the point over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sifkat and Chaf Hey. From this kalacha she'achal katzas, whether you remembered after you ate a little bein k'she'ein lo yayin v'oimer berchas asher kedushanu ala pas. If you don't have wine, you made the asher kedushanu. You made the kiddush on the pas. Even k'she'yesh lo yayin mekadosh ala yayin. Be it as it may, either way, k'she'chizer lechal as a pas. When you go back to eating the challah, whether you took the first bite, you didn't take the first bite. In other words, if you took the first bite and then you made Kiddush on wine, or you didn't, and you made, like we just said in conjunction, how to do it to make the Kiddush on the bread, right, on the challah. So either way, when you go back to eating the bread, the challah, right, in either case, you don't have to make again the hamotzi, because you already made the hamotzi. That's the whole point over here, and this is the whole problem. You already made the hamotzi. The hamotzi was done. But since this whole thing is a tzorich for the suda, so you're allowed to do the various different ways. Obviously, if you already took a bite, you swallowed or whatever, so then you make Kiddush on wine, so that's not so bad. But if you, even in case not, and you didn't eat the challah yet, so we said to do it the way in conjunction with making Kiddush on the bread, and so on. Okay, so we'll stop here. But we see how far this concept goes of sometimes when it's a tzorchei asuda, when it's a mamish, a need for the meal, one could be mafsik, again, in conjunction with, it's not such a simple thing. Obviously, it's much harder over here when we're dealing with hamoitzi, between the hamoitzi and taking the first bite, but this concept definitely does exist in the various different, examples we've been talking about, and hopefully we'll talk next year about Havdalah, how that works. If somebody forgot to make Havdalah, what do you do then? You can't eat before Havdalah, but I already made my hamotzi. I have to take a bite. What do I do? Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.